Well, hello there, ladies and gents. It is great to see you again, and welcome back to Wealth, Health, and Other Things You Should Know. Ryan Ruff here, your moderator, but as always, I'm joined by another member of the Beutel Wealth Management Group. Today, we've got Brian Beutel stopping by to be with me on the show. We're going to be diving into another issue that's facing so many of the folks out there in today's day and age, especially those that the Beutel Wealth Management Group works with and these successful entrepreneurs and family business owners. We're going to be diving into this pretty big topic here today. But before we get into the nitty gritty of that topic, let's go ahead and say hi to Brian. Brian, good to see you today. How you doing?
Ryan, good to see you as always. You know, hope everything is going well.
Yeah. Can't complain. We're sitting down to record this in the midst of July. It's hot these days, but yes, it is. But we're talking about a topic here today, Brian. It'd be great if you could kind of frame it up for us. We always like to address them as kind of a, I don't like to really use the word problem, but it can be in some instances. What is the big topic of the day or the problem that you see so many folks facing?
Well, right now, in so many different avenues, it is a time of very, very rapid change. And it's, you know, affecting many, many industries, but including the financial industries. And, you know, it's a lot of investors are trying to adjust, and it's candidly, they're coming up short in terms of understanding how quickly, you know, the dynamic is changing.
Sure. And Brian, I mean, you and I were talking candidly off camera just a few days ago, just about the sheer number of folks that given this time of rapid change, they just don't really seem to have their financial ducks in a row, if you will. They haven't done the financial planning efforts that you would feel confident with despite all this change. So let me ask you this, kind of the next level to the question, and that is the why. Why would you say that is such a problem, especially in today's day and age?
Well, you know, the thing that will surprise many people is, according to, you know, published surveys, groups of individuals who would be in the ultra affluent space of $25 million or more, 4 out of 5 feel they haven't done enough in their planning efforts to keep pace with the rate of changes. So it's a multitude of things. A, we're in the final throes of tax law changes that affect income, estate taxes, corporate taxes and deductibility. So, that combined with an ever-increasing litigious society that we're in, you know, 93% of affluent investors feel, you know, they want to know about strategies to protect their wealth from not only market fluctuation, but unfortunately a growing litigious society.
There was another statistic I know, Brian, that you and I were talking about the other day that felt a little eye-opening almost, and that was that roughly almost 85% of folks out there feel like they need better guidance, given everything that's changing in our world today. So I guess the next layer, if you will, to the conversation is, what's that ripple effect look like for those families, those entrepreneurs out there who maybe recognize that they need to do a deeper level of analysis on their financial plan, given all these changes. But if it's left kind of unattended, what's that ripple effect look like if they're not revisiting that plan?
Well, it's everything that, you know, people have worked for their lifetimes that they've accumulated. And what you said a minute ago is exactly right. And it's a staggeringly high statistic that feel they have not done, the proper planning. If you look at, the financial services industry overall, to a large extent, is commoditized. That's okay in a lot of situations, but what's the problem is that a lot of investors are not understanding of that commoditization. So what is different and what is unique is the fact that there's more to it, and that's the difference that we try to do, and truthfully some of the other better practitioners try and do, is it's not just the portfolio management, it's the wealth transition, both from the estate side, the business owner side, which is a huge demographic of changeover. We talked about that in the past, in relationship to, you know, not just financial assets that'll be transitioning, but business assets that'll be transitioning. You know, should they use a trust company? What type of trustee? You know, there it and the again, the statistic, according to people who are surveyed, very few people are getting that advice and those services. And truthfully, it surprised me as well, you know, that it was such a high amount of folks who have not had that coordination.
And another big part of this whole conversation is the timing of everything, right? I mean, you and I were saying how folks that aren't necessarily doing that proper planning, especially maybe on the estate planning side of things, could be missing out on this generational opportunity to
Yes.
transfer wealth that could be at a pretty advantageous time, historically speaking. There's just a lot of opportunity right now on the board, but at the same time, if you're not revisiting that plan, you're not having the right conversations to feel a little more secure about your specific circumstances, well, maybe it's worth opening up those conversations. But Brian, let's flip the coin then and look at the, you know, the glass half full mentality, if you will. How could life be just so much better if somebody was having those conversations? They were able to solve this problem of revisiting that financial plan.
Well, the key element is, you know, peace of mind. And what, any successful individual has accumulated a sizable net worth or built a substantial business can understand the really what needs to happen, which is the coordination. Coordination in a business that's grown, coordination in the financial side. Most people in the business side have kind of learned over the years as they built their business to a successful level to do that. It's lacking on the other side. So what we, you know, tell people is, look, you know, we believe our clients deserve to have that coordination. And, you know, we have kind of what we've created is we refer to it as a virtual family office, where all of the trusted professionals that an investor works with, meaning their attorneys, their CPAs, and their and financial advice, are all on the same page, meaning they're talking to each other. They're conversing. Why? Because a person may have a transaction on one side, a piece of real estate, a commercial piece of real estate, a business asset, that's not conveyed through to the financial side, where there could be advantages over on the other side to benefit them. And unless everybody's on the same page, it creates these gaps. And we don't want any of our investors or investors in general to have a gap. And, you know, that's what's why it's so important to have this coordination.
Sure. And Brian, you know, as we typically do on this show, we have new visitors, new listeners jump aboard every now and then. Why don't we zoom out from the topic for just a hot second and let's bring them up to speed a little bit on the Beutel Wealth Management Group, who you guys are, what it is that you do, who you serve, so on and so forth. Bring those listeners up to speed real quick.
Essentially, my team has been working with affluent investors for multiple decades. And, you know, you can imagine the multitude of changes we've seen in financial markets. As I tell investors, there's always change, they're always different. But the big difference that we feel we bring, and what we tell folks when we first sit down with them, is we want to challenge them to think differently. And a challenge, again, I use it in a very good sense, challenge to think differently about their success as an individual, their families, their business, and to think differently maybe than what they've thought in the past, that, you know, surrounding their wealth, how their family, how they pass assets to their family, and, you know, to try and create this life of significance. And, you know, the only way we've done that is through a multiple decade passion of continually learning. And we pride ourselves on that, you know, that we want to get to that deeply personal level, you know, where, you know, again, we coordinate with the trusted professionals, you know. So I've been very proud that by getting folks to maybe think about things they haven't, and to think about them differently over the years. We've had some very, very proud moments in our practice.
That's fantastic. Appreciate you bringing us up to speed there. Brian, as we always like to do on this show, we like to have our listeners walk away with a piece of, tangible advice, some actionable steps that they could be taking. Getting back to the whole, problem or challenge that's facing so many folks out there, it's this idea of not necessarily having that level of gusto or confidence behind your financial plan. Let's talk through what that process looks like to go get that confidence and to feel better about your future, given this time of rapid change that we're living in. Walk me through what that process looks like.
Well, the easy part to answer that question is it starts with the initial conversation. And the difference is between a lot of other practitioners is that it is just a conversation, but it's all about them. It's about them as individuals. It's about the individual, what got them to this point in their life, what it is they want to accomplish. So many times, and again, there is the financial planning process, which I think is critically important. But again, what we see a lot of is the financial planning process, again, is highly commoditized. It's not just the plan, it's you get your plan and then it's what you do with it. From there, so we talk about the initial part of getting to know them, what we refer to as discovery, our discovery meeting. And then getting everybody on the same page. And then ultimately at the end, if we're the right fit, and maybe we're not, is the analysis part. But the hardest part for folks is the first thing. And that means is that are you willing to remain complacent? Or are you willing to reach out and say, well, let me at least get a second opinion, see if there's things that I could be doing better. And that's the stumbling block, truthfully, for most folks.
Yeah, taking action. It always seems to be a barrier to entry, if you will. But with when there's that level of maybe sleeping a little better at night on the other side of that, of that door, it can be worth it. Brian, for anybody out there that says to you, "Hey, I'm not going to sit here and be complacent. I would like to have that conversation and open this process really of getting that level of understanding surrounding my financial plan and my future, given all of this rapid change." Brian, what's the best way somebody could reach out to you and your team and open up a dialogue?
Multitude of ways, Ryan. There's our phone number, which I think will be provided, our website as well, and we're available on different social media on LinkedIn. So we have a lot of content that is available on our website for advisors and things that they may find of benefit as well for investors, I should say, and that again. A lot of times folks don't know that things can be better until they actually reach out and see for themselves, yeah, hey, really, there is a difference.
Absolutely. Well, Brian, look, I appreciate you carving some time out of your busy schedule, and I know you got clients to serve. So, of course, we'll let you get back to doing that. But appreciate the time and looking forward to having you back here on the show soon.
Good to see you as always, Ron.
Yeah, of course, of course. And look, folks, we want to thank you for making us a part of your day today. If you enjoyed today's discussion, if you learned a thing or two, maybe you're thinking about your own financial plan. Well, good. That's what it's ultimately meant to, that's why we're here. We want to provide that information and make you think twice about your plan and how you feel ultimately given this period of rapid change we're living in. If you enjoyed today's show, if you learned a thing or two, make sure you hit that subscribe button then on whichever platform you checked us out on today. So that you don't miss out on any future content where I sit down with either Brian or Cameron from the Beutel Wealth Management Group and we dive into some of the most pressing conversations and challenges that are facing folks out there in today's day and age. But for Brian, I'm Ryan. We're going to go ahead and say so long now. But once again, we appreciate everybody stopping by and being with us today on wealth, health, and other things you should know.
This This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.